morning, Giuseppe B.
Good morning, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay, hope you had a good weekend. Sorry, I couldn't sleep. I'm glad to see that nothing has happened. It looks like we had a little shower earlier when I was walking the dog, but white stuff. Has that been happening?
Well, on broadcast radio, most of the freezing rain and sleet should be north and west of the city, so that should leave us in good shape. And I got a feeling that I am going to beat any precipitation into Manhattan, and the worst of it should be over by the time I leave to come home.
Okay. Well, it says 32 on my car thermometer here. I don't know if that's accurate. Looks like it was warmer on the house thermometer. So, I guess it's right around the borderline somewhere along the road. Anyway, yes, I understand this is supposed to be over by 10 a.m., whatever's going to happen. And refreshing because I'm still on call and I didn't need the aggravation.
Someone else take over at 8, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, it's basically transferred over when the day shift comes in, 7 a.m.
So all you've got is one more hour to worry about, and that shouldn't be too bad.
Now, did Richie tell you how to go in on Friday morning early?
No, he did not. I haven't spoken to Richie this morning.
Well, Richie's off for 3 weeks. So you won't be hearing him, except on the weekends, I guess. We had an emergency, a condensate pump seal went, causing steam to rise in this small pump room in the West Building basement, and it set off the sprinkler head, so the alarm went off, and you know, it was the usual chaos. And so I was there at like 1:45 on Friday morning, and I came home at about 10:30. So it was a fun night. But I missed all that snow that happened on Friday because I was at the building already.
Well, this happened on Friday. I'm in Manhattan already. Oh, my Friday. Or, we have it was gas for the floor.
All right. Yeah, I know it was a little more than, well, actually it wasn't. It was a little slick when I came home. There were some spots you had to watch out for, but I think the other snow was a little deeper. So, anyway, these pesky little rush hour snows.
I'm just about at the BQE now, and my windshield's starting to get moist.
Sounds like a personal problem.
If it were a personal problem, I would say my floorboards.
And now I'm showing 36 degrees, so I think that's what it was when I left the house, 36. But I'm seeing some, I don't know what's on the roads. I don't know if they salted them or something came down earlier and stopped. Because I'm seeing little trails of white stuff here and there.
I know there was salting earlier. Matter of fact, I was driving on Merrick Avenue. I was driving north and a salt truck passed me going south, and I got pelted.
Okay. That might be what it is here that I'm seeing on Northern Boulevard. You know, like in between the lanes where the hash marks are, there's, it looks like salt to me. I'm not going to go out there and sample it.
You mean you don't want to stop? You call? car, get out, go to the middle of the road, wipe the ground with your hand, and then taste your fingers?
That's correct, and my assumptions have been vilified as I am passing a salt shaker as we speak.
Why have been vilified? Shouldn't they be affirmed?
And affirmed. And Ellie Dart.
All right. I've got a half a mile to the toll plaza. I got a good jump on traffic today. I purposely got up a little bit early just in case this event turned out to be true.
Yes, I got up at 4 and peeked out the window and didn't see anything happening, so I said, okay, I'm going back to bed for another hour. Otherwise, I would have gone in a little bit earlier, but I guess this is early for me right now as I'm at Lakeville Road at 607.
Well, I'm at the Midtown Tunnel at 609, so it's time to say 73. N2ZEP clear.
Ciao, have a nice day. We'll talk to you. Give it to Ian.
Do you have to keep it separated for how long?
Well,
Well, as a minimum, until we have them really checked out by the vet, you know, you never know. I mean, it came from a reputable breeder, but you never know. So we'll make an appointment today, see when we can get him into the vet. And he's had his shots, actually had his shot on Friday, so that's okay. But then you just keep them separated and introduce the cat slowly so the other ones don't go crazy.
Yeah, I can see the wall telling him, okay, this is our spot. He out. You know, cats are very territorial.
Yeah, and you know, you really never know how the other ones will react. You know, it's a crapshoot sometimes. And, you know, but you introduce them slowly, and only one cat is paying any attention at all, you know, which is a little surprising. Because sometimes, you know, they're all by the door trying to see what's in there, but they've all seen them. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But it won't be before Friday, probably, you know, before we fully let them out, or until we get a good report from the vet. KD2CWZWB2CMF Mobile.
KWB2CMF Mobile, KD. Yeah, if all goes well, they're going to closing today on that house, finally.
Oh, very good. It's about time, that's all I can say. By the way, this is that rig that I repaired last week. So hopefully it's sounding okay. Got to still wire up the mic for it. I'm using another mic.
So far it sounds good. Yeah, they had, like Robin's been there all weekend. Somebody shut down the heat. And Linda was very concerned, so finally was able to get Robin to go off there. Couple of broken pipes, I guess to the upstairs bathroom, so everything came down into the kitchen. Luckily, I think he has one more leak to repair that he's going to do today. Unfortunate, but, you know, somebody actually shut off the heat a couple of weeks ago, and nobody's been there since. Too bad nobody thought of it before we had that super cold weather.
W2SET Mobile, good morning.
Well, good morning, Peter. Ready to take a round? Turn it over to Phil, W2SET, WB2CMF Mobile.
Okay, Pat, WB2CMF, good morning. And Phil, good morning. W2SET Mobile. And hope you both had a great weekend. And enjoyed it. Nice week. And it was very cold, but glad to see we just had rain this morning, and I got 34 degrees here, so finally my windshield wiper fluid is flowing. It had frozen up, believe it or not. I don't know why, because I'm pretty sure I had the minus 20 blue windshield wiper fluid, but perhaps it might have been the summer fluid. I was put in by mistake just before, about a week or so before Christmas. So, yeah, now it seems to be flowing. I added a little orange. A friend of mine gave me half a gallon of the orange windshield wiper fluid, so that maybe helped loosen it up. So, over to you, Phil. And you're talking about a closing. I'm not sure whose house was being closed on. Unless you're talking about the your father-in-law's house about that I had closed in December. Over to you, Phil.
Hey, W2SET Mobile. Good morning, Peter. KD2CWZ. Yeah, it's my father-in-law's house. The closing was held up because the city had to come and inspect the sidewalk. It was a violation. Get the sidewalk back in September. They finally got it, the violation removed, so now they're finally going to closing. It's unfortunate, though, somebody that was there a few weeks ago, they shut down the heat, so there was no heat in the house, and a couple of pipes burst. My nephew was over there. He was over there the whole weekend trying to get these pipes fixed. But they had to tear down the ceiling in the kitchen, which I think they're going to do anyway, the new people, so it's not that big a deal.
Okay, let's see, do I have it? Okay, Pete, I went upstate on Saturday to pick up a new kitten, a purebred snowshoe. I was up in right outside of Schenectady, a part of the state I can say I've never been at. So, although it was very cold up there, there was no snow. We didn't get any lake effect snow like Buffalo had, and turned out to be a halfway decent trip. And Phil, that's too bad, why would someone turn off the heat? That's unfortunate, but fortunately, I guess the new people aren't going to mind too much since they're gutting it anyway. WB2CMF Mobile.
WB2CMF Mobile, W2SET Mobile.
Yeah, okay, I can't imagine why anybody would call this extreme. Off the heat. I don't know. It's crazy. It's really crazy. I wonder who did that. It's really insanity. But I guess it worked out that the people don't care, because they could have held up the closing and said, "Well, repair it." But I guess they're going to do repairs anyhow. It worked out quite well. So, well, very good. Okay, I thought that was all finished. I thought the closing was just before Christmas, and that was it. Remember, you mentioned that December 10th, final date to get everything moved out. You know, that was a month ago, so. All right, very good. So the closing happened, or it's going to happen this week. I'm not quite sure. Let me know in the next round, and it was a quiet week. I didn't get I thought about getting some things down at the tree on yesterday, but I want to take it down yet, so I'm keeping it up until the end of next weekend. I think on Martin Luther King Day I'll take everything down. I might take some things down slowly during the week, little knickknacks and so forth. But a lot of my neighbors still have their lights on during the night, you know. A lot of them. Phil?
W2SET Mobile, JD2CQC. The closing schedule for this afternoon is up in Great Neck. North on Northern Boulevard somewhere. Yeah, well, I think what happened was they were having some work done in the basement about 3 weeks ago. Probably one day we're leaving. They were shutting off the lights, and somebody hit the emergency switch on the stairway going upstairs. So they think that's what happened. Whoever was shutting off all the lights probably thought it was just another light switch. It's unfortunate, though, that nobody, needed to get into the house since then. I know the walkthrough was yesterday. I don't think it was a problem, because they're probably going to cut out the kitchen anyway. Either that or they'll take something off, at the closing.
Hey guys, I'll be right back. I'm right at the 7-Eleven. Be back in a few minutes. WB2CMF Mobile.
Okay, Pat, WB2CMF Mobile, W2SET Mobile. Okay, very good. Okay, I can see that, yeah. They have that red paneled inverter on off switch. The water's going to freeze, so there was a lot of thinking going on there. Remember that? And I forgot where the hatch is. The city's Floral Park, part of it's green, so it's city or. Might tell me that, because I know part of Floral Park is definitely in that, so I think the main part, but maybe the West Edge is in the city, technically.
plan to get finish it up today, and that will be it. They can move on. They don't have it behind them. They can move on. And, that would be good. I would feel my stomach too fresh. I put aspirin in there.
I got it.
You were really not making the machine, Peter. I think you turned it over to me. I just wanted to pick up because I'm just pulling into work, so I want to make this my last round. Good morning to you, Peter, KKX. Haven't talked to you since before the New Year's, so Happy New Year. Phil, I'll talk to you later because, like I said, I'm into the driveway now. Hope the sale of the house goes well. WB2CMF, I'll be clear on your finals.
Hey, WB2CMF, KD273 Pat, have a great day. I'll talk to you this afternoon. I'll let you know how it goes. I think the closing's at 3. I think it was at 3 or 3:30, and I'm pretty sure. I know it's up on Northern Boulevard somewhere. I think it's been great next. I'll let you know how it goes. They're not expecting any problems. I know Brian was there yesterday with the walkthroughs, so any issue, he would have been able to let them know right then and there to see the attorney. I don't know which Pete gets it. I think KKX. Pick it up.
Very good. 73 to Pat. And good morning, Phil and Pete again. And haven't moved too far since I last spoke, but had a pretty good weekend. Nothing too exciting, but usual honeydews and R&R. Anyway, Pete, over to you.
Okay, I should check it, and I'll get after you, and then I should or, and then I'll take it back and turn it over to KKX. Pete, go ahead, Phil.
All right, Pete. W2SET Mobile, KD2CWC. I'm trying to leave a little space in case Ben comes in so that he could get in on Echo Wing. Little point of interest for you. Hempstead Ford, they emailed me. They wanted me to take a survey. So, and I did. I filled it out. A little critical. I mentioned to them about the tranny and that I thought they should pay for it. So we'll see what happens. There's also a link to get right to Ford. That'll be the next thing.
Very good. Phil. To SCT Mobile. So, Pete, I'll turn. Let you turn to Phil. Yeah. That's going to be. The 126 over there in Israel. So, he's busy. I think it's family, but he popped in at 30.
Still creeping along. conversation be? Phil?
Yeah, I'm surprised, Pete. It must be a bad morning, because, yeah, he's right, you're getting about 50% on the repeater. Yeah. I missed most of what you said about the, they did call me yesterday afternoon, but I was outside taking in my soldiers.
Right.
I must have get it out before this morning. And they, unfortunately, they didn't leave a message on the answer machine. So I guess somebody saw my reply, my survey. Hopefully they'll call today. This way I can go in a little deeper, maybe take it to the next level. But I definitely told them, you know, I think Ford should pay for the training.
Okay, I should be in the clear, so I'll turn to next. Tell me how I am. I should be definitely clear, and if I'm not clear, something really wrong with the repeater. But it's just a bad morning, I guess, condition-wise. Usually, I was just in this, I'm stronger. But I'm stormish now, coming down to Jericho. Yeah, well, you just have to, you really have to, you know, speak to the manager and call, and it sounds like you're doing the right things, but you got to really deal with them and say, hey, you know, this is a new car. I mean, as far as mileage, it is with only 32,000. Again, I've never heard of a transmission going, with these new cars, and I think you said that was an 08. You should get easily 100,000 out of that transmission before you'd have even a minute problem. And, yeah, it seemed to be very quiet. I went out Saturday night to Stango's and by COVID. It was, not even was empty by 9:20. And it was very quiet out. I guess right after the holidays, people were kind of spent and want to just take it easy a little bit. Pete, over to you.
KC2, KKX. Well, that's better than the last transmission, but still not as good as you usually would be, Pete. And so maybe the next one will be better. But I'm going to sign. I got a call in my office. I'm a little late now, so gotta see what's going on. So have a good time. Stay dry and arrive safely. KC2, KKX clear. Over to Phil.
Hey, KC2, KKX, KC73, have a great day. Be safe. Hopefully, like I said, I don't think we're gonna get any ice. I think it's whatever we get now is going to be rain. Yeah, Pete, like I said, we'll see what happens. Doing a little research on it, you know, if there was a problem with that particular transmission, Ford knew about it. Unfortunately, there was never a they did issue a recall for that in the electronic throttle body from 2009 and up. So I missed it by a year. But it was basically the same transmission, so that's why I said, you know, maybe nothing will come of it, but it's worth a shot. Like you said, I have the time. So I'm going to try to pursue it, see what happens.
Yeah, okay, very good. Pete73, and we'll catch you later. Yes, definitely seems to be conditions this morning. I just not up to par, I guess. Weather, you know, conditions here, whatever. Very good. Yeah, that's what my friend does. He does research. He looks at reviews. He'll research things. And it takes a little bit of time, but because he's retired also. And he meets these dealers up. I mean, he calls them in and questions them whether it was a promotion and what was behind it. And, you know, and you want to make good as a dealer. I mean, if you're going to the dealer and been working with them, they should honor it. Or at least help you out a little bit. Because, you're showing loyalty to them, so they overcharge you anyhow when they repair anything. Even though they do have specials, but like my Toyota, I get these coupons still from my old Corolla. It's 11 years old. And $24.95 oil special, oil and filter. But that's just regular oil. Synthetic is more, so they'll probably charge you $40 for synthetic oil. So it's they're charging $85. I just had my Kia check for the, I did it at 24,000, that's where my Kia is, but it was really the 30,000 mile check, but I did it early. I've done the first two checks. Let me drop
repeater, time out.
Yeah, I was just dropping it there, Phil, so because I didn't want to time it out, and then I saw the time out just kind of came up. It's 7,500 miles for oil changes. But I did the first vehicle maintenance for 7,500 at like 5,000 because it was on the house with Kia, and I was making a trip down to North Carolina a couple of years ago, right after I bought the car in March. I went down in July to see my mom, so I did that one early, and then I did the second check, which is supposed to be 15,000 at around 13,000, so I'm a little ahead of schedule. But they charge you at Mavis $85 an hour for labor, so it does add up. Back to you, Phil.
KW2SET, Mobile KD2CW. They do charge a lot. Who knows, maybe I'll get lucky, maybe they'll give me back my $100 that I had to give them. It's funny, they also asked in the survey if I was offered a loaner car for the day. I put down no, I wasn't. They wouldn't allow me to sit in the waiting room because they didn't know how long it would take. So I told them, I had to go walk to the train station, take a train home. Who knows? They don't like bad reviews. So I'm sure, I'm willing to bet somebody's going to call me today.
Yeah, I would call them, but also I would, I would call them, and as well, but maybe give it a day and see if they call you back, that's one thing they don't like bad publicity, because my friend had a major problem with Cadillac down in Freeport, because they wouldn't give him a new car, because there was a defect in the paint, painting, and here he had spent at the time $50,000 on a new Cadillac, and so he went down and protested. He went through all the, the dealership, everything. He went right to the corporation, and they wouldn't replace it. He wanted a new, the car, because they couldn't fix it. The paint was defective. He couldn't get it done properly, so protested and stood out with a sign, and they didn't like that. But that's the kind of guy he is. He just doesn't put up with stuff, and he's done that with a couple of dealerships down in Florida, dealing with the situation there. And so you find this fellow very interesting to talk to. He's very knowledgeable about cars. Back to you.
W2YSK, recognize, good morning, why don't you pick it up?
Sound like you have a cold. I'm just getting underway here, and we're not snowing. It's real. Only passing along, I don't know who gets it. 2-1-1-3.
Hey, Jay, W2SC Mobile. Yeah, I have a little congestion going in my nose here. My throat seems to be all right, but I went to sleep early last night, and something's working on me. I don't have a temperature or anything, but I just didn't want to take today off because it's only a week after the holidays. I just don't like to be taking a sick day from this point. Unless it really got worse, then I'd have to, but I should be able to make it through the day all right. Be all right. So, that's the story there. And I hope you had a good weekend, Jay. You were just talking about Ford and the transmission, trying to get a dealership to make good of things, that, especially when it's a fairly new car. Phil, over to you.
Okay, BW2SDT Mobile, KD2CWC. Yeah, dealers. I dread any time I have to take a car to a dealer. The only good thing was we took my daughter's Hyundai back because she had less than 200 miles to go before the warranty expired. They had to replace the starter on her car, and they had to tow it. Another 200 miles, she would have been out of warranty. So, not often it happens, but that time it happened, I was so happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays cars are much more reliable, but I guess you could still get issues, with pieces breaking. We just got a new SUV. It's the Lincoln version of the Ford, which is really nice. And, the warranty is like 60,000 miles, which is great. Some of these warranties, 30,000 miles, and you're out. The Infiniti I just got, same thing, the coverage of the life of the lease. And when you buy a car, what's the one that has a 10-year warranty? Longest warranty the U.S. thing is advertising. I thought that was Hyundai. Over to you.
Okay, very good, Jay. And, the situation we were talking about is Phil's father-in-law's car. Because he just passed away last year, and so they're closing down the estate, and the car went to Bill's wife, and the car is an 08 Ford 2008. I've got the exact model, Billy told me, but it only has 32,000 on it, and the transmission went and had to be replaced. Now, I've never heard of any car ever having a transmission not last at least 100,000, especially in a new model year like that. I mean, I'm driving my Toyota Corolla 04, and it's got 239,000 on it, so original transmission. So it's just, unfortunately, it was probably a 5-year warranty or 60,000 miles, so the time went by. That's the problem. But on the new, like the Kia Soul I have, that's a 10-year warranty on the transmission. Main transactional, main issue parts, so they're building 10 years into these warranties, but probably Phil's, I'm sure Phil was 5 years on that, so that's the problem there, but you have to really complain and at least call the dealership up, hey, we come here and service a car, can you give us at least something back, more than an oil change or tire rotation. Phil, over to you.
Hey, BW2SDT Mobile, KD2. There was a Ford Escape in 2008 with 27,000 miles on it. Actually, it was like 26,900 when we took the car. That's what I said, how does the transmission go bad with that little mileage on it? Regardless of how many years old it is, it has no mileage. I mean, my Mustang has 132,000 and still going strong. But there was a known problem with that particular transmission. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, I had to get it fixed. On the plus side, AAMCO did a wonderful job. In fact, he rebuilt that transmission because it was such low mileage. In fact, I got to take it back on Thursday, 10-day re-inspection, just to make sure everything's still good.
KD2, YSK. Okay. Well, that's good. At least that you got it fixed by AMCO. Yeah, it's bad, because usually you could kind of, like, fight the dealership. They at least will pay for the transmission. You just pay for labor. But, hey, you know, you got a good car. Oh, my. And boss, you have a transmission. I can't put money on that little flat. Over 200,000, sorry. That's pretty.
Yeah, 239 and change. So, yeah, these cars are built to last, and, you know, anything that's built in the past 11, 12 years is made well. And, so they should, and it's even lower, but I thought it was 32, it's only 26.9. So that, I mean, that's like a brand new car, you know, it's unbelievable. But, that's, you just gotta find it. I was telling Phil, that I have a friend, he's a retired high school band director, knows all about cars. He really goes in there and meets up the dealers, you know, when he wants to buy a new car, he has them crying when he's done with them. It's one of those really very, you know, he wants good quality for what he's paying. He owns expensive cars, BMWs, Lexuses, you know, he had Toyota Camrys, he owns a Kia Soul also, and, so, nice Sonata. So he knows how to negotiate very well, the amount of cars as well. Over to you, Phil. And Jay, I guess I passed you because you were full scale. I'm at 51 now. Phil?
Hey, W2SET Mobile, KDQCWB. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, too. They're such SOBs, dude. When I brought it down to them, the guy mentioned, oh, you bought this car best Ford. They're no longer around. Yeah, I know that. That's why I'm taking it to you. You know, but, like, why even mention that? You know, what does it matter? Yeah, they closed up, but Hempstead Ford took over their service department. So why are you even mentioning that? Like, where does that fit into the equation?
Go ahead. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just maneuvering here on the expressway. Yeah, Pete, I'm down by 49 now, so yeah, we did pass each other. Yeah, listen, years ago we had a VW Golf. The engine essentially exploded. Timing belt slipped. The engine destroyed itself with, I think it was 12,200 miles on the car. And that was in the years where they were giving you a 12,000 mile, 1 year warranty. So we fought them, and they gave us a brand new engine. We just had to pay the labor cost. But, you know, things have improved since then, that's for sure.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I heard you're 49, you're about half scale, and I'm coming up to 52. Oh, very good. I wonder if 440 is working all right this morning. So I know you're usually over there with Steve company. So, yeah, I know, it's a big, it's the transmission, it's the biggest expense in the course of the car, you know, side of the engine, of course. It's an expensive item. And a lot of money out of pocket. A lot of people just walk away from the car and the transmission goes and just think it's for another good use. Because it's not worth the expense. In this case, I hope you get something back, Phil. That would be good for you. It would work out. So that's good. And I'm surprised it's not raining more, but I guess we can't get all that much out of this system. It's a little bit of light rain, and that's about it. And we're coming to the 53-year still over the...
Hey, Pete, very good. Yeah, I think there is more rain coming. I think we just got a little break. Going to News 12, there should be some more periods of rain throughout the day. But at least it's warming up. It's not going to be ice or snow. So that's a good thing. I don't have to use any of my salt. Over to you, Casey.
All right, KC2YSK. Yeah, Pete, I have 440 appears to be working. When I went there first, nobody was around, so I figured I'd come bother you guys. But I don't think it rained here at all. I mean, when I walked the dogs, there was no sidewalks were still dry. So I don't know if we got any rain yet out east here.
Yeah, it doesn't appear that you have. It's we were just having off and on intermittent drizzle when I left Mabel. But that's about all it's been.
special offers all the time from Kia, but it's, you know, I don't want to go all the way to Jamaica to service my car. I can go to any Kia. I can go to East Meadow, which is the closest to me. It's really not that close either, but, you know, I'm fairly close compared to going all the way into Queens. I mean, to SCT Mobile. Over to you, Phil. And I switched over. I should be okay. The conditions do not seem to be good on the van here compared to normal.
To SEC Mobile KB2.
Yeah, the conditions are a little rough this morning. You can definitely tell the difference, but you're coming in a lot better now.
Yeah, Jay, that's the way we look at it. You know, the car's an, it's an 08, it's got 27,000 miles on it. My wife's tickled pink, she loves the car, especially with the transmission working now. Now, I had to bring it to Ford because there was a recall on it, something with the steering, the electronic steering module needed to be reprogrammed. So I figured, you know, I killed two birds with one stone. I had them do the recall and, you know, diagnose that problem. Because at that time I wasn't sure if it was the electronic throttle body or the transmission.
Okay. But I think you told me, I think you said, and that's why, Peter, I said it, that you went to AAMCO for the transmission. Phil, is that right, before I pass it over to Pete?
Well, yeah, well, I took the car back for Ford. They wanted $4,700 to fix the transmission. So then I took the car back, I brought it to AAMCO. They charged me $28, and they rebuilt that my transmission. And the guy said, you've got no mileage on this car. Let me rebuild your transmission. And that's what I did. Very nice people. I would definitely go back there again. Very caring. He told me, I'll bring you back 10 days or 200 miles. I would just take a quick check, make sure everything's still good. So, yeah, I was very pleased with the AAMCO.
So I thought you said, but you're trying to get the $100 back that Ford charged for diagnosing the issue. All right, Peter, over to you. And this will probably be my, almost my last round. I'm getting close to my exit. Pete?
Okay, sorry. I got that little mixed up there. Then. Okay, so you're right. Hey, okay. So I... Excuse me, darn short. I didn't realize that. Okay, got that a little bit screwed up, but got it straightened out now. So that's good. So you saved quite a bit going to AAMCO. They're very good. I've heard about a really good job. So very good. And sales, they said everything since you're getting close to us down there. And start the second week of the new year. I'll be going to Asbury Park to spend a night or two with my late cousin's husband. He turns 92 on Saturday, so I'm with his sister and minor sojourn over there. Take care, and Phil, over to you, 373 to Jay, and I'll continue.